Tantor Audio presents Up at Butternut Lake by Mary McNear, narrated by Carrington McDuffie. Chapter 1.
"Okay, sleepyhead, time to wake up," Allie said, reaching into the back seat of the car and giving her 5-year-old son Wyatt a gentle prod. "We're here. We're at the cabin."
Wyatt stirred but didn't wake up. She didn't blame him. It had been a long day. Make that a long week, she corrected herself. And, if she were really counting, it had been a long 2 years. But she tried whenever possible not to count. It didn't make the time go any faster or the loss any easier to bear. She exhaled slowly and resisted the urge to put her head down on the steering wheel. She was exhausted, beyond exhausted, really. And it occurred to her in that instant that they could just sleep in the car that night. God knows they were tired enough. But no sooner had she considered the idea than she rejected it. This was supposed to be a fresh start, a new beginning for both of them. It wouldn't do to wake up in the car tomorrow morning wearing wrinkled clothes and stretching stiff limbs. They would spend the night in the cabin that would hereafter be known as their home. The only problem with that, she thought, studying the cabin by the light of the car's headlights, was that it didn't look very home-like. And that was putting it mildly. Several shingles had fallen off the roof. Knee-high grass was growing right up to the front porch, and the porch itself was listing dangerously to one side. But it was still standing, she told herself, and that was something, wasn't it? It had been over 10 years since she'd last seen it. Part of her had thought it might have vanished altogether, swallowed up by the forest around it. But of course that hadn't happened. This wasn't a fairy tale. This was real life.